Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thoughtsmanship Podcast. We have a very special group of people here today, and it is the Manis family. They are particularly special to me because I visited, you know, the Manis family in Arizona, and they are a part of my lineage. Actually, I'm a part of their lineage, so I really love that, and I'm super proud to be a part of this amazing story. So I don't want to take up too much time doing these introductions, but the fact that I get to see the Manis family on all the trips and the conferences, and they host an incredible get-together every conference, and just seeing how much effect they have on Shaklee as a company, but also in my life. And then, of course, my team really appreciates what they do for us and how they support us. So today we're going to have everyone just introduce themselves just with your name. And then Amy's going to give a little introduction.
Great, Tiff. Thanks for having us. Why don't we start in chronological order for introduction?
All right. I'm Bruce. I'm the granddaddy. And I guess you go to the next one, right?
Well, if that would be chronological, that would be me, and I'm Carla Manis. I'm actually, we're going in reverse order, and I'm actually the youngest. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. In your dreams, Carla.
I'm David, and I'm the middle child.
That's so funny. I'm Sarah Manis.
And I am Amy. I am the youngest. Full disclosure, we are missing our oldest brother, Bruce, who is working today. He's unfortunately has an outside job, so he is not joining us. But I just want to, again, say thank you to Tiff for doing this. We are novices at podcasts at best, so we'll do our best to make this worthwhile for everybody. So just a little brief history about us. Our mother, Elaine, mother/wife, joined in November of 1963, and she was sponsored by Al Hagerman, which is a name that a lot of people are going to know. And from the beginning, she loved the Shaklee products and the philosophy of Dr. Shaklee. And it didn't help at the time that she was an introvert. She was not an extrovert. And due to her love of all things Shaklee, she started talking to everybody that she knew. And at the time that she was sponsored, she only had three children. And so Sarah and I obviously came later. And so there's a lot of more details that Carla and David and my father can fill in on. But in a short period of time that she was sponsored, she was promoted to a supervisor doing 3,000 PV a month, essentially selling basic H. And our father, from what we understand, took some time coming on board because he was thinking that this Shaklee was all crazy talk, that it wouldn't amount to anything, it wasn't going anywhere. But it became very apparent to him that this Shaklee business was something very special, and it was going to be a force to be reckoned with. So if we fast forward 50 plus years, and the business that our mom started is still growing and thriving today. In September 2014, all five of us came on board to continue the legacy of our mother to help people gain their health and obtain their goals, whatever those may be, whether it's financial freedom, traveling, spending more time with their family, whatever it is, we definitely wanted to continue that. Even though we have grown up with Shaklee, that we definitely have gained an appreciation and have obtained our own Shaklee story to continue that legacy.
That is amazing. And from what I know about your organization is that you are a Presidential Master Coordinator organization.
Yeah, that is correct.
That is amazing. And so what that means to people who may be new to what a Presidential Mass Coordinator may mean, on average, it's an annual income of $500,000 a year on average. And I think that is incredible that all five children are on board continuing the legacy that was started in 1963. So because this is a Thoughtsmanship podcast and about Dr. Shaklee's philosophy, I'm going to start with Bruce, and I'd love to know, Bruce, about what your interactions with Dr. Shaklee were like when you were first introduced to the business or when you've had events with him. What stood out the most about Dr. Shackley to you?
Well, in the very first meeting, Elaine decided to have David, and so we didn't go to the first meeting that Dr. Shackley came to Minneapolis. It wasn't until the following August that I met this old man who I thought sold pizza. I wasn't sure what he did. I wasn't interested in direct selling because I knew that people got ripped off and we didn't have that kind of money and my job wouldn't permit it. But when I met the doctor, there was something about this man. When he shook your hand, you knew that it had been shaken. He put his arm around you and he would say, "Son, welcome to the team." And what could you do to this guy? I mean, you had to like him. And through the years that he was alive, that we knew him, he did a lot of little things for Elaine and I. And when Amy was born, Dorothy and he sent to Amy I think it was pink taffeta with her name on it to fit in her crib. And that's the type of people they were. And so I was very grateful to the Shackley family for what they taught me and how they made me realize that not all direct selling is bad. There are good companies that put their mouth into where their products are, and it stood up in time. Here we are some 60 years later. Our products are better than ever, and we're doing a job that many other companies envy us around the globe because they have not been able to maintain. So what more can I say? His favorite quote was, "Son, welcome to the team."
Thank you so much for that, Bruce. That's very meaningful. I know that Elaine and you have had such an impression on the field and on Shackley as a whole. So I truly want to let you know how grateful I am to be a part of your team and be a part of your family, as along with Dr. Shackley's family and team as well. So I guess the most impressive thing to me as a second-generation Shackley business builder is the fact that your family is one of the more prime examples of the promise of legacy in our business. And so starting with David, I mean, David, it was your fault they missed the first meeting. So I'm just kidding. What has grown up in the Shackley business meant to you? What has that legacy meant to you so far?
Well, I think you're right, Tiff. I was responsible, and I take heat for that from time to time. I think for me, what it allowed us to do is to grow up with a group of people, kids that from all over the country that ended up being friends for life. And it allowed us to see certain things that we probably never would have got to see because of the work that my mom and dad did. And I think, you know, like a lot of kids, we probably didn't realize how good we had it back then. For me, especially back in the late 70s, early 80s, we didn't realize how good we had it. All we knew is that when we woke up in the morning, there was either a protein shake or something for us for breakfast that my mother knew and thought that we needed, but we thought otherwise. And I think my siblings will attest to the fact that I think we probably had enough protein or got rid of enough protein throughout the course of our teenage years that we wouldn't know what to do with it now. You know, my situation is unique. I was the middle child, and Sarah and Amy are a little younger and Carl a little older. I mean, so I got to take advantage of a lot of the traveling and the trips, going to conventions and experiencing this at a time when I was, you know, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old.
And what do you think was out of the experiences that you had at that age? Do you feel like now, in hindsight, that something that helped shape kind of the course that you took in your life?
Well, I certainly think that it helped shape it, and I probably not until I was a little older and had my own kids did I realize how good of a thing that it was and how great of a thing it's been for our family.
That is amazing. And did you get to meet Dr. Shackley since you were born in that time? Okay.
The things that I remember about Dr. Shackley is just being a jolly old guy, and it didn't matter where we were or what we were doing. He was the guy who always remembered your name, and he would always come up and ask you, call you by name, how you were doing, how your parents were doing. And when you're a kid, you know, you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you're at a convention where there's 5,000 people. That's pretty impressive. When you know the guy who sits on top of this company remembers the little things.
Thank you, David. Do you have a Dr. Shackley favorite quote?
I really don't. Of all the things that I remember, I don't remember that. I've heard things over the years, like my dad said, welcome to the team, and I've seen things on video and heard audio tapes, welcome to the team. But I don't have anything personal, no.
Okay, but I like the impression that you, the picture that you painted about him just being super down to earth and remembering everyone's name. That's definitely an impression to have about Dr. Shackley. So thank you. Carla.
Hi there. So, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, my experience is kind of similar. What I remember the most about Dr. and Dorothy Shackley was when we traveled as a family, Shackley just had this way of really treating their sales leaders with such style and with such class. It was such a treat to be picked up from the airport in a limousine and to be treated like royalty. And they were always the first at the reception to welcome everyone. And like David said, they always knew what our names were. And they reminded me of really nice grandparents. They were really interested in what your family was doing. And I didn't have a lot of interaction with them, but I did have a lot of interaction with the lifestyle. And again, with what David said, the traveling. And I will share one quick story. We were in Acapulco, and we were all there, and we were having a really good time. And as David said, part of the legacy was the friends that you made. And in this one night, we were all down in the disco area, and we were all dancing. And everyone always joked with me that they should stay in my room because my parents were master coordinators, which meant, you know, they were they were the gold standard. I was with my Shackley friends sitting at the table, and I mentioned to the bartender that I wanted to buy my friends a drink. Keep in mind, I don't drink. And it wasn't until, and by the way, everybody kept coming up to me and saying, hey, what a great time, thank you, even people that were in the bar dancing that night. Of course, these are the days long before instant posting and any type of social media, but when I got home a few weeks later when my dad's American Express bill came, he called me down to his office and said, hey, how was your night out at the bar? And I said, it was great. And he said, yes, the bar bill would reflect that. And apparently, the bartender bought everyone in the bar a drink, not just my Shackley friends. So it's no wonder everyone thought that, you know, we really had it going on. And I think it was pretty expensive. And several years later, when I had an opportunity to speak at one of the Hagerman's meetings in Minnesota, two of my friends came up to me, and this is years later, and said it was one of the best times they had ever had at a convention. That was the only time I think I ever did anything kind of sort of almost bad, but the lifestyle and being able to travel. The other thing that I want to say, too, about my mom is how cool it is that I have a mom whose legacy was about entrepreneurship and helping other women to find their confidence in, and in a company where 50 plus years later, I can have my own Shackley business recommending the same products my mom loved, but as a bonus, a more expansive catalog to help meet the needs of the clients that I now work with. And I am so grateful for that chance meeting and the fact that my mom said yes, that my dad came on and supported her. And who would have ever thought that we would be doing a podcast some 50 plus years later about a company that my family is still gainfully employed, we are still reaping the rewards of seeds planted so long ago, and that each one of us have that same privilege and opportunity today. And in the marketplace we're in today, where there is such concern and worry because the companies that were once, you know, the big employers no longer exist, people worry about how can I fund my retirement. Again, Shackley can help answer every one of those questions, from health to finance, opportunity, and we still have that great tribe of Shackley people. And that's my contribution as to what a wonderful experience it has been, not only from a travel and health standpoint, but we still have friends in this business that we grew up with their kids, and now some of their kids are coming back. So it's just been a great experience.
Wow. It's truly intergenerational. I mean, it sounds like not just the financial rewards were being passed down from the legacy that your mom had built, but it sounds like the values of better health and woman empowerment and empowerment of all people in general seems to be something that has been passed down to all of her children, which is incredible. And so this question is not really on the list, but if you want to answer it, my question to you, Carla, since you are the firstborn, that how have you seen kind of the market shift from when Dr. Shackley started the company or when you were involved as a little child to today? Like, what is the biggest difference you've seen for the opportunity in our marketplace?
Sure. So, you know, when my parents got started, my brother Bruce and I used to deliver products in brown paper bags and take our wagon and go collect money. And it was really the frontier. It was pioneering of networking and connecting with people. And how I have seen that evolve and change over the years is that we still network, we still share the things we love with our friends and our neighbors, but in the marketplace, because there's no stability in corporate America anymore, and there's no promise of retirement, and there's no promise with health benefits. I think before, when my parents first started, my dad had a job, they had health insurance, and you always went and worked in corporate America. That's what people did. And there was that security. And I think today, where Shackley really has evolved is the fact that this is not only a lifestyle, but you can really support your family by building a team and helping your team to develop sales leaders as well. So instead of being a sales team and working for a pharmaceutical company, I have a better opportunity because I'm building a sales team and representing a wellness company who's got the science, the research, the marketing, all the components of a great company. So I see that evolution of we've gone away from corporate America and people are really coming back to, I want to have my own business. I want freedom. I want to be able to spend time with my family. I don't want to be worried about layoffs or losing health insurance. And so I think the evolution has been that in the beginning, there were very few companies that survived, and Shackley has been one that has not only survived, it's thrived. And part of that has been the culture that Shackley has created and the way they have taken care of their people in the home office support and the relationship between field and home office. And today I see now we have more of an opportunity to reach even more people. My mom didn't even have a cell phone or a fax machine. She had a red wagon and two kids.
What's a fax machine?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Tiff. Okay, now I've dated myself.
That's funny, Tiff.
But I think as we look now at some of the tools, and you know, social media can be one tool, but it's not the only tool. But I think there's more people willing to have a conversation about having their own business because most people can't afford to buy a franchise, but they can afford to buy a business pack. They can invest time in sharing products with, you know, people they love and care about. And we've seen an insurgence of network marketing companies, if you will, that don't survive. And we are really fortunate that our philosophy has never changed. And I think that's been the greatest opportunity for me is that I'm not representing a company who's looking for the next big shiny coin or the next big popular cultural trend. I represent a company that is looking at well-being for really the baseline the general masses, if you know, the baseline population. Their products are safe, they work, and they're unconditionally guaranteed. That is a really tough thing to find in our environment today. That's why I Shackley. That's why it makes perfect sense for me to build my business. And I didn't always follow in my mom's footsteps, but you know, as a woman entrepreneur and as a therapist, I see where there are so many people that are looking for alternatives to being medicated and having their kids medicated, and Shackley's a perfect fit for that for me.
Thank you, Carla. That was powerful. Do you have a Dr. Shackley favorite quote?
You know, I do. I love the quote, and I'm going to paraphrase here, where he basically says, the future is yours, however you create that. And I know I am just paraphrasing that, but it's so true, is that we can have anything we want. If we can visualize it, we can create it. And that is the kind of visionary he was. And so to me, if I want something different, all I need to do is visualize and then execute and go after it. And Tiff, I want to personally thank you for being on this call. I'm not going to be able to stay on the remaining call because I have a client commitment, but I want you to know how much I appreciate this podcast and getting the word out to people that even though it was great when my parents started, it's even better today with the new generation coming on board. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Carla. Appreciate you. Okay, Sarah, what has this legacy of the Shackley business, what has it meant to you in your life?
So a couple things, as I've been listening to Carla and David and my dad, is that a couple things right off the bat is David was talking about protein. I have found myself thinking for the last 4 years of really being involved in the business is how right my mom was all the years ago that my friends all kind of thought she was a little crazy because all she talked about was vitamins, food supplements, and protein. And I always kind of gave her probably a little bad rap about that. And as I've tried other things and done other things and had other opportunities for employment and things that I've done, I chose to come back to Shackley. It was a choice, and I felt very fortunate that I was even given that choice, mostly because my mom took those first steps, and my dad helped her, and as a team, they worked towards an incredible goal. And even more importantly, that Shackley allowed that goal to continue for so long that when they say, you know, like, you can leave this to your kids and your generational company, they actually mean it, and we're living proof of that. And so I'm grateful every day for those decisions, choices, and sacrifices that were made by my parents to get involved in something that at the time was a very unsafe opportunity because nobody really knew a lot about it. And where it is today that we have an enormous number of people on our team that we are grateful for. And a lot of that, it all comes from the simple love of the products and Dr. Shackley's philosophy that my mom had. She absolutely believed in the future that Dr. Shackley was creating at the time. And in order for her to do what she did to where we are today. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity that we have to work together as a family and to continue on the legacy that was built by our parents. I feel super fortunate that that is even an option in my life. And so again, like, thank you for allowing us to talk about something that we love and is very near and dear to us. And I guess the last thing, and I probably should have added this first, is probably one of the coolest things as we lost our mom this year to Alzheimer's. It has been really, I'm trying to think of the right word. I don't want to say it's been really awesome, even though it has been, and it's been really interesting and beneficial. A lot of people that my mom worked with directly are still involved in Shackley. Go figure. After all these years, they're all healthy. A lot of them are still doing their businesses, and it really has been amazing to hear things about my mom that I never would have known because I didn't get the chance to work with her in the business. And so that has been a huge blessing to continually be tied to her in that way. And so again, like, just really appreciative of the Shackley opportunity. And again, to reiterate what Carla said, it's the opportunity exists today even better than it did years ago. And we're very excited for the future that we have ahead of us and the opportunities that lie ahead of us. And it's a great company and a great opportunity to be a part of.
Thank you, Sarah. And I mean, before we move on to Amy, I know your mom was an incredible asset and value to Shackley's company as a philosophy and just like everything, but I'm curious, do you think that she, when she set the standard, when she had the vision, do you think that she thought it would go as far as it has?
I am going to say, I mean, from my perspective, my mom never really liked the public eye. That was not her theme. She loved helping people in their journey. She loved giving service to others. And I think for her, I think she just absolutely loved what she did. I don't think she really in the beginning thought about it as a business. I would honestly mm-hmm. think that she probably fell into it as a business. And mm-hmm. if we went back to her today and said, okay, look at all this amazing opportunity for so many people, not just us, but the many, many people that are on our team that have the same opportunity that she did, or because of her, I think she would downplay it a lot. I think she would be amazed by it, but I also think she would be very humbled by it.
Yeah, definitely. And just for people who may be listening who might not know your story already or what it means to be at the level of organization that you're in, I'm one person in your organization, and I've been able to pay my way through college and travel the world and help many people earn extra income to help pay off mortgages and cars and kids' tuition just in my organization alone. And I'm one person out of mm-hmm. the thousands of people that you have in your organization. And so yeah. for people who are listening who may not understand the impact of that, being at the highest level as a presidential master coordinator means that this leadership has created many, many millionaires, thousandaires, whatever it is, better, healthier lives. And I'm one person who has benefited from that. So I'm truly grateful that the opportunity came from where it has. And it's very personal to me that your family is doing what they're doing. It means so much. So thank
well,
you.
Thank you. We just honestly think it is just an amazing opportunity to continue the legacy that was started so long ago. And it really mm-hmm. is an amazing opportunity. So thank you. And thanks for being a part of our team.
Of course. And Amy, last but not least.
Yes. Everyone said it. Everyone, as life goes, being the youngest, everyone has already said everything.
Well, let me ask you a different question then, if everyone
okay.
said everything.
Okay.
Okay, so the business has meant a lot in being able to obviously provide income and personal health values, and different things have been passed down. But let's see, what can be different? As the youngest of the family, how do you think this opportunity, how do you think it has transformed your life personally, watching everyone before you kind of go through these transformations?
Sure. Well, the funny thing is, as I was thinking about stuff and being the youngest, I had the luxury of really having a lot more of like mom and dad time. And unfortunately, as I say that, obviously knowing where we are now, I would have done a lot more asking of certain things, you know, that I could have 20 plus years ago, but of course that never happens. But growing up, I always thought it was weird when I was younger that my friend's father, like their parents were bankers, lawyers, doctors, but they all had an office job. Like they weren't going to all these great places for vacation, that they didn't have a lot of freedoms and so forth that my parents did. But in turn, they also thought that my parents were weird because of what their job was. And growing up, it's kind of hard to explain what Shackley is to people, because I didn't fully understand. But they also realized that my parents had a stable job. Like I was always provided for, we're going to, you know, trips. And of course the family joke is that growing up until I was probably in my teens, it felt like all of our conventions, our annual conventions, were in Hawaii. And of course that's not true. And so I was probably like, I don't know, someone can probably attest to the age, but I was under 10, I'm assuming. And my parents had come back from their latest trip and asked where we were going next year. And they said Hawaii. And I'm like, oh, again? Like it's not somewhere else. And of course, now I'm stupid because I love Hawaii and would go back every month if I could. But it definitely has given me an appreciation for the sacrifices that my mom and then including my dad that they made in making their business grow. I mean, it really is nothing short of miraculous that they were able to build such a large and stable foundation in their business that we are still talking about this almost 55 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Dr. Shackley in his philosophy that is still part of our DNA today. And then you add Roger Barnett into that, and that takes us into kind of the next stratosphere because he's with us today, mm-hmm. not filling Dr. Shackley's shoes, but building on his vision and adding his vision to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very lucky for those that had Dr. Shackley, and now we have Roger Barnett, to have someone who believes in us and wants to see us all succeed in Shackley because of the great and safe products that were created all those years ago.
What I've heard so far, the thing that I've heard the most is the traveling, all of the traveling, and people knew that you traveled but didn't know how you could afford it.
Yes, we there was a lot of traveling, and of course, you know, you add the big Shackley trips, but my parents traveled a lot. They were uh-huh. always traveling to meet with members of their team. I mean, and when we say, I mean, we I don't want to say we take for granted, but when people say the word Shackley family, like that is a true and real yeah. thing. And my parents loved their people. And mm-hmm. they were traveling to all corners of the surrounding states and Canada to really help their people see their vision and to help them grow. Like they did a lot of traveling. And so when I say that they made the sacrifice and we were able to reap those benefits. But the funny thing is now is that we are part of this. Like, it's a lot of work. And even mm-hmm. though we do have a 50-plus-year-old business, we are still working like my mom did when she first started.
Yeah, like you're a director.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and because it's such a fun way for all of us to be involved at different levels, so to speak. So, you know, our oldest brother, Bruce, is a doctor in his own right. So he has his day job, but he still knows what we're doing. And Carla mm-hmm. is a senior director in her own right and building her own Shackley group.
And she's a therapist by profession.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And David is a director in his own right, growing his business, and helps mm-hmm. us be in our retail office in South Dakota. And mm-hmm. then Sarah and I are the ones that do the daily meaty things for the group today that I really never understood what it takes when they said it takes a village to do things, but it really does. And we all feel very blessed to be part of this opportunity and to be able to have our own input, but yet be able to still do our own thing.
Mm-hmm. And so, prior to taking over the business, I know that we have a doctor in the family and a therapist in the family. What other professions do we have here that were your kind of your day jobs before the business had become yours to run on a daily basis?
Well, for me, I was always in the political world.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked on Capitol Hill for a couple of years and then continued working with state and elected officials. And I can tell you one thing, that I don't miss any part of it.
But you have the opportunity to do that. So
absolutely, yes. And again, that's why I say, like, without that, we are very blessed with the sacrifice that our parents did all those years ago. And we do realize that that really is a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Well, I think we've covered it all.
Okay.
At this point. I mean, there could be more. There are five of you, so there could be more. And the good thing that you have a village in your family, you know,
yes.
to build it. Because
absolutely.
Then you would have to be like me and search outside of my family to build a business. But thank you so much for sharing your stories. The most interesting part about your story is how you were able to, like, all go to school and learn different professions and things like that and still came back, and Shackley is still a part-time business that is paying full-time. Just to kind of show that every person of every background can kind of be a part of this, no matter who or where you are. And before we leave, is there anything that you would want to say to someone who's listening, who's new or taking a look at this for the first time and listening to all of our stories, a little words like director that they might not know? What would you say to a new person looking at your family's business today?
I think I would say if you're looking at Shaklee and have doubts about Shaklee, I would encourage them to doubt their doubts and look at this with an optimistic view towards opportunity is really what I think I would say.
I would just say that, I mean, there's a reason that Shaklee is still in business after 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fluke. That's how I would end it, is that there's a reason that it's 60 plus years and getting stronger.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I know we went a little over, but it was worth it. There were a lot of people on this call, so it's okay for us to be a little bit over. But I super appreciate y'all, and I learned a lot in this call. So for selfish reasons, I think it's the best podcast we're going to have.
Well, thank you, Tiff. We appreciate it. I just want to see, Dad, is there anything you wanted to add since you spoke at the very beginning?
No, I think you girls did a great job. And I think it's great that I can retire and live off the feet of the land and watch my children continue the legacy of their mother.
That was perfect.
Well done.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sarah. Carla's not here. Thank you, Amy.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
thanks for the opportunity, Tiff.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.